in those days, we had a women's society. Yes, well, how it happened, there was unemployment in the veteran profession, the outbreak of war, and therefore, of course, women who were just beginning to get employment lost out to the men who were also trying to get employment. And therefore, the women were really having difficulty in finding jobs. So the government thought, ha, cheap labour, highly skilled, you see, you know, they've scientifically. And there was some job that needed to be done. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it would be a definite help to have intelligent women with some chemical knowledge. So they suggested that women veteran surgeons should take this on, but of course not a professional payment, but just at what would normally be paid to somebody doing that job. In other words, they were getting cheap labour. And this was put to the veterinary profession, and the BVA said no, and the powers that be said, well, how do you know the women would say no? They want a job, don't they, you see? It was the beginning of the war when a lot of jobs were going. So the BVA came to myself and Joan Joshua and said, how do you feel about this? And we started the Women's Society so that we could speak on behalf of the women.
What was the name of the society?
I think it was Women's Veterinary Association. And it flourished. I mean, we set it up and they backed us up. Basically, we weren't prepared to take a badly paid, inferior standard job just because we were unemployed. It was early days of the war when you weren't feeling quite so patriotic. I think that was the answer. We felt that we couldn't, as a profession, we could as individuals if we liked, but as a profession, we weren't prepared to take a non-professional job.
What do you think about that now, looking back?
I think it was the right decision. You'd be perfectly prepared to work on the land or drive vehicles or, you know, do what was necessary. But not to do... Yes, having put that question to me and thinking about it, I think it was probably the way it was implied to us. If they had said, look, you have the skills, there's a war on, would you do this for us? But I think they came and said, well, you've got unemployment, so this would be a good time for you to take this unskilled, cheap labour. I had never really thought about it before.